they would grease me, make me stand for a little while, and then they take that crummer and just crumb that grease off because they want that froth, my hero's froth, and then they would sell it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So warrior gi, I guess. Warrior Alpha gi. Let's get Alex Jones on the phone. Let's sell some shit.
Jerk practice, jerk practice. Sketch boys love to reminisce, yeah.
Should be good. Just had to French braid all my cords together to tamp the buzz.
Nice. You're like a hairstylist. You got all your little rubber bands on your fingers.
The clips.
Your clips, your banana clips.
The nice clamshell clip, which I found out not so long ago. One of the lovely ladies that I work with was like, sorry, my hair is... I was like, I don't, why are you apologizing to me? I don't care. She's like, my hair was wet and I couldn't put it up in the clip. And I was like, okay. I thought maybe it was her own personal hair journey issues. And she's like, no, you put a big clip in, you get in a car accident, dead. It's like, maybe the other car crashing into your car is maybe why you're dead and not necessarily your stylish Forever 21 clip.
So the clip gets pushed into her brain. Is that what she's saying?
Yes, that's exactly what she said. Exactly what she said.
It's that and classic,
How hard of a car accident are you getting into at 9:45 in the morning on your way to a brunch shift?
Well, it's because she also drives with a chest of tools in her back seat. Some of those big Coleman. Yes.
She's got the Coleman rack, and then she has a loaded gun just in case. Hunting season.
Right,
you never know.
Oh, man.
So welcome to the Jerk Practice Podcast. It's clipping the brain season. I'm Case.
I'm Hans. Clipping the brain season. I'm clipping the brain. All right, let's cut that.
Clip saying in my membrane. Clip saying.
Fuck.
Just even worse.
I've never felt older than just that moment. Casey, we got to touch on this because we mentioned it last episode, but now we're both in the loop. And
we're
we're both hip to it, and it was our Dirty Street Fight Ninja. Okay. Mm-hmm. We touched on who this gentleman was, and it's a guy who created, what would you say, that's 90s? Early 90s?
Yeah, he looks like the substitute teacher you're really jacked to get in high school. You're like, yeah, it's all handlebars. I wonder how he's going to thread through us watching The Patriot in a math class.
That is the heaviest, kind of dampest looking handlebar mustache.
The best way to describe him, if you're not going to see him, but this is also a semi-dated reference, he looks like a character Paul Scheer would just fucking crush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Because he kind of looks like the drummer from Spinal Tap, but...
Oh, that's true.
Imagine he had a nice, tasteful jean his wife and or girlfriend bought him.
Sure.
At the mall, and then a sort of blousey button up.
I think it's a tucked in polo, right?
Yes, it is a tucked in polo.
Tucked
in polo. We gotta
keep
it tight. You don't need anything in the way.
No, but it's loose. It's so loose. It's a tucked in loose polo.
It looks like a sail.
So, but anyways, this guy is and his buddy, who's basically Dwight Schrute. So
yes, 100%. So 7 foot tall. There for the knowledge. He's like, yes, sensei. Yes, sensei.
The work goggles on, and I'm like, what is this? So it's a self defense video.
Over under, if those are prescription.
Oh, they're so, because they fit him so well. I would say they're prescription.
Right, they have to be like, well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'll get prescription work goggles for all of the work that I do,
which is only this.
Only on a nice sound stage somewhere in, you know, Scranton. Why not?
It does feel Dwight Schrute. Like this guy has. You'll find out he's a smoker, but you could have deduced that from the moment he talks to you. He's just got that, just deep throated voice. Not a deep voice, but just like a haunted voice.
haunted by all those camel wides.
So he's teaching self-defense, and his self-defense is that he uses everyday objects absurdly, mm-hmm. like cigarettes and change and yes. soda to defend yourself. So he starts with, all right, everybody, say you're a smoker. I'm a smoker. Somebody comes up to you, gets in your face, says, hey, I'm going to give you a hard time. Cigarette right in the eyes. Opens him up. Strike here. Strike here. So he flicks a cigarette in this guy's face.
I'm going to give this guy all the credit he deserves because the description is exactly like you're doing. It's that crappy soundstage with the, like, rhombus purple light and yeah. then the gradient, and they cast it off the back. It's where the, you know, like they probably do the PBS telethon style sure. stage that they're on. And he comes out and he's got that big old hangdog fucking handlebar mustache. And he delivers that and you're like, okay, I can tell by the quality of video what we're talking about, the title of it. Oh, this is going to be silly. That motherfucker is as fast as a snake. Yeah. Like, when he does that, he flicks it, he flicks, and then he goes to, as Hans described, the tall Shrewdian guy. And he goes. It's like a Bruce Lee video. He goes real fast. So then you go, oh, okay. I don't know why you didn't just punch me in the face really fast. Right. Why all the extra dog and pony show here? I'm Sham Spade here. Want to take a toot off that? Gotcha! Lucky strike!
Oh, then the guy gets change in the eyes. Well, first, yep. he oh. does the distraction of drops the change on the floor, right?
Classic.
Which is great. So he drops change on the floor. Guy looks down, strikes like a snake, like you said, hits him, but then didn't think it through. Like, my next shot of the scene is going to be throwing change in his face. So as he's explaining to you, he's slowly picking up these dimes and off the soundstage.
Guys, I'm keeping track. This was exactly 78 cents. So if we're missing something, I'm owed.
Change right in the eyes. Right in the eyes.
So, which you see as everything is in the eyes, which makes total sense yeah.
In a bar fight.
In a normal day, if you pass someone on the street and they spit in your face, you go, gah!
Right. Reject.
Creature, what are you doing? But then they give you the crane beak yeah. right to the third rib because it's the weakest
right
one.
To the third shirt button. So the part that was cracking.
Your stomach comes out and you're right. just embarrassed. He just undresses you very quickly.
The part that I was cracking up about the most this morning was rethinking about it. So the last one is he saves the best for last. And I hadn't even seen yeah. this as of last week, is he's taking a drink of soda and he bursts this soda, spews this soda in this guy's face. And this guy's not ready for it. And he runs him down like a train and actually takes this guy to the ground, which clearly I don't think both of them were ready for. Because now this guy looks like an ogre. For attacking yeah. his student. Like
going mad.
And the other guy just clearly went down too quick. But the part that I was laughing about is that anybody else that doesn't have the right intuition would see this guy and go like, oh, that guy's an alcoholic. He does drugs. But as soon as I saw that he's like, see, I'm drinking my soda. I was like, fuck yeah. That guy is a soda drinker. Through and oh, through. Yeah. You never see that guy without a Shasta.
RB, bud?
You
what are we
never
working
see
on?
That guy without a strawberry kiwi. Fucking.
He knows the pawn shops with the old soda machines.
Yes. Oh, it's cracking up thinking about him.
If you need a Mexican Coke, that's the guy you're asking. And not because he's from Mexico. He just, he bird dogs all the, this is real sugar.
He loves his sugary drinks. And that's the thing, like, the fights are not going to come up in situations. Only he is the common denominator where the fights happen. Like, you're not going to get into a fight with a soda at a bar, but he's getting into a fight midday in a park because he flicks some change at some guy's face.
No, exactly. You're right. If you as an investigator look back at all of these assaults and you go, what's the one connective thing? These all seem random. Random times of day, locations where a person shouldn't be, why is it happening at a funeral? And then why is it in a park?
Why
and you're like,
oh,
no, this guy just likes to throw shit at people's faces and punch them.
Oh, man. Oh, I love that guy.
Get that. Get our man, old handlebar, self-defense. Let him loose on the streets of NYC.
Sure.
And catch those sneaky punchers that you hear about every couple weeks. I feel like some guy punches an old lady or
give him a beret.
No, he'll punch that beret. He goes after them first. He's alpha.
Oh, so he goes after, what are they called? Like the Midnight Angels? Guardian Angels?
Oh, he's the Midnight Angel.
Yeah, he is.
You got to get rid of the Guardian Angels first, and then you can start fresh.
When do you think it came up? Like, I'm just trying to picture the gestation of the idea. It was like, you throw something in somebody's eyes, they can't. It's like, wait a minute, that's the basis of a whole technique. Let's make a video. Let's rent a stage. Let's do this and that.
I was just going to say, I feel like it seeming just based on this guy, the very little time we've spent with him digitally over the beautiful internet, it seems to me, if I was writing it, or I hope this is true, he had like one disagreement with a guy somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, no, you're fucking wrong, dude. You're just wrong. Like, one of those people who's just, like, poo-pooing your idea.
Yeah.
Even before you can, like, it's not even a fully formed idea yet. But I said, okay, but, like, you throw something in someone's face, it's the best defense move. And he's like, no, idiot, you dumb. That's not, you gotta do whatever. How about a kick? I kick you, you fucking idiot. And he's just like, I'm going to prove you so thoroughly wrong that I'm going to craft this journey. I'm like you said, I'm going to rent a studio. I'm going to get my cousin with the prescription goggles. I'm going to do this so well. I'm going to sell a tape at a church sale. You know, like escalates, but then it always ends in a roadhouse style fight. And this guy's like, wait, what? Like, I get it. Just getting nickels and cigarettes in his face. Hardy strikes. And he was like, okay, you're right. You're right. Good Lord.
That guy does go to church every goddamn week. I can smell a Lutheran when I can. I smell a Lutheran from a mile away. That guy's throwing the, I can't think of it. That guy's throwing the small catechism. At a pastor's face.
You're getting a Hydrox crumb right to the forehead. Sorry, buddy. You've had enough
of coffee.
Those yellow and browns. Because it's not vanilla and it's not chocolate.
What is that?
And the filling in it is like a lemon. It's like the most alien cookie.
No, it's like a maple-y kind of. Maple Oreos. Yes, yes, yes.
No one can. And it makes your mouth hurt. So you can only have two. Even when you're a greedy little fat kid, you're like, it burns.
Yes, it's acidic. It's like when you see that weird, like my kids were watching a craft video and they were not impressed because they weren't paying attention. But I was like, golly. And I still don't know how they do it, but they have a blown up balloon and then they squeeze a lemon on it and the balloon explodes. You ever seen that?
No.
But they got acid. Just like, citric acid? I don't know.
Yeah, gotta be.
Does it?
I mean, we're in the season where you get the warning for, and these are for people who have money and can go on glamorous Caribbean vacations, are like, get your marg, no lemon or no lime on it, because you get like a supernova sunburn.
What?
You get the lime burn. Because if you get, it's the same sort of idea, like all the citric acid. Even if you're wearing, like, sunscreen, you'll get, like, a second or third degree burn because you have the acid from the lime.
Like, just around your lips, you mean? Like, you get a burn around your lips?
Or, like, if you squeeze it and it gets a little juicy and you get it on your hands, your face. No.
What in the world?
No, it's true. Like,
I believe you.
A super sunny thing. It doesn't matter how much sunscreen you have on.
Oh.
So that's the weapon. Isn't that the ultimate weapon then?
I suppose, yeah. If you're this guy, if you're the Caribbean version of this
Agent
guy.
Agent L.
You're throwing limes in people's eyes. Which hits in any other way. Works both ways. A little lemon juice to the eyeball, a little lemon juice to the skin. Yeah.
My man goes to church every week.
Oh, yeah.
Twice a week, probably. He does that Wednesday where they serve the mutton that nobody knows about. It's just like the rubbing elbows with the yuckity yucks.
So it's like you eat a piece of lamb, you take a spoonful, you eat some salt, right? It's like a whole bizarre course. It's lamb, it's grape jelly. It's a table salt.
Thing. Just leftovers.
I forget.
But ordained by the...
I just remember, like, they... So what we're describing is, like, a communion dinner that you have before you get communed. And I don't know the specifics, I'm sure. But, like,
I'm sure
I just
we're
remember...
in the season of it, right? We're, post-Easter. It's got to be. We got to be right here.
I just remember them talking. They're like, "We will eat the juicy mutton," and I was like, "Oh, I can't wait!" I was like,
"Sounds amazing!"
I was like, my mouth was watering, and then you go there, and they skimped on the mutton, like everybody's got to like chew a little nibble off a bone. They're like, "No, it's just
knuckly.
A representation. That's, you don't actually get a piece of meat."
Read a story where there's mutton involved, or hear about mutton, I associate it with exactly. I know the portion you had because I was like, "Oh, okay," and it was just like so
sinewy
and knuckly. Like you get that big rubbery,
cartilage.
You do a half bite and you're like, "Is that a chestnut?" And you're like, "No, it's a fucking ankle from a lamb
tendon of a lamb." Exactly.
Just get it out.
Oh man, yeah. I don't remember what else, and then.
I don't either.
Some type of herb.
That's how imprinted it is on me as a fucking religious person that I just was like, "Can we get this over with? We have to do this?" Which is so funny because I know you listened to The Rest is History and they did that whole like seven part episode on Martin Luther.
I know.
And it was so good. And I was like, "There's a reason we didn't know this." Like, he's such a nerd. And like a weird punk rocker figure. Like, it's so amazing. And it would have been more interested had I got like 1/5 of what I got from a podcast just there. But they're like, no. "We don't want any rabble rousers here. We don't need questions. You just need to not question whether there's not enough creamer."
Casey, you'll love this. And this goes right back to Martin Luther. So I figured they'd give us the traditional fare of the confirmation meal.
Of course, yeah.
But, of course, if you look up confirmation, it's just a bunch of Lutherans online going, "Here's what you should have at a confirmation party. Sausage rolls, homemade chicken sandwiches, mini quiches, and give them something that lasts, a Bible with your teen's name engraved on it." Which I have.
Still got it.
I got it. Oh,
still
yeah.
Still got it, baby. So there's something to that Bible with your name still in it.
Yeah, it sticks around. What do you, let's over under, Casey. What do you wear to a confirmation lunch?
Dad's old silk. A necktie he used to wear for his old sales job. And then the nice tan shoes you wear to a funeral, or
you're right there. A dress pants and a button down shirt.
Oh, I see. I gave it even more depth.
Casey, the internet is a beautiful thing. What? So that question queued up another question, and it must just be listening to us because the next question was entered by you 20 years ago. Yeah, right. Can I wear jeans to a confirmation?
How black are they?
Teenage young boys can wear smart jeans and a shirt.
Ooh, a smart jean.
You can only wear a smart jean. What do parents wear to a confirmation?
Well, that's offensive to a nice JNCO family.
I know.
Because smart just probably means like like a pleat.
Yeah, pleated jean.
But that also sends up red flags.
A pleated jean sends up big time red flags. Because those are dead man's genes. They haven't pleated a gene in 25 years.
It's like fucking American Beauty. Like, the mom in that would starch a jean and press it. And you're like, yeah, she's just, all she does is watch television and serve this guy who's a Nazi.
Wow, it was so weird you say that. I was just thinking about that because I was looking at myself.
Allison Janney, who's fucking amazing across the board.
Across the
board.
And
in that, she does nothing, like, effortlessly. You're just like, what the fuck? Literally just sits there and is just exudes this.
Don't forget to wear a jacket.
Yeah, don't forget to wear a jacket.
Just beaten down by her Nazi husband.
Chris Cooper.
Not literally beaten down, but just beaten down by life. What a perfect representation. I walked by a thing yesterday, speaking of, maybe you're more into the, you know more about food and fine dining than me. Is there such a thing as pickled soup? I walked by a board yesterday and it said, today's special, pickled soup.
I mean, I guess technically you could, because the process of pickling is like the cold, you apply heat and cold
soup.
It's the acid. So you kind of like, maybe borscht would be kind of a pickle.
Oh, maybe borscht is soup. A pickled soup.
I mean, yeah, you could technically get away. I mean, it could be. I don't know what sort of rough-hewn 1925 Chicago mafia enforcer is going to be like, I'll take a hot pickled soup, please. Extra beef.
It seems,
but
yeah.
You could technically like banh mi sandwiches. Those Vietnamese sandwiches are just like pickled radishes, carrots, jalapeno, and like a citrusy broth, like ceviche, kind of.
Sure. Yeah, I guess so. It sounds like a Lewis Grizzard title.
I would zhuzh it up a little. Pickled soup sounds a little like you're the muskrat trying to trick the chipmunks into making you a dinner.
Or it sounds
before
like
the thresher
like,
comes through, like, make pickled soup.
Like Wiley Dufresne does, right? At like deconstructs. So he's like, I made a soup and then I made it into ice cubes and then I pickled
like
the ice cubes.
That looks like a pickle, but you bite into it and it's like soup gas.
Hot soup down your chest.
Soup but pickles. Then you gotta wear a chin guard to catch the extra soup because
to catch the soup gases.
Paid for it.
I was on the
Wiley
soup.
Dufresne is basically just Jabba's Palace food. By the way,
yes, it is. What's his restaurant called? Like
WD-40.
That sounds right.
Because WD-30 is the actual sweet smelling thing you squirt on engines and
no,
door
that's
hinges.
WD-40.
So he has WD-30 then.
Is he 30?
Or something.
Wiley Dufresne. Maybe it's because WD is his name.
And he was probably 30 when it started.
And he killed that hotshot banker.
Oh, which one? Jeffrey Epstein?
No, I'm making an Andy Dufresne reference.
Oh.
I feel even older.
Even deeper cut. He got those guys suds on the roof.
He's got a pizza place called Stretch Pizza. Wiley Dufresne does. Wiley Dufresne has a restaurant. He's got
it
a donut shop.
WD
50.
50. Okay, of course you got to go 10 over.
But what's the reference to WD? Like Wiley oily? Like it's a Greek.
Wiley Dufresne? Isn't his name WD?
Oily Dufresne. That's a better name for a restaurant.
Oily Dufresne's Grease Shop.
It's deconstructed grease.
You want your chicken grease? You want your mutton grease? You get extra giblets in the chicken, I tell you.
You could probably...
Just those giant caulk guns and you... Just
could
fill
you,
a bowl with old chicken grease.
Could you open up a craft grease store in... Greenpoint right now, or a trend insert trendy neighborhood
you
here.
Could
NoHo?
You really could
craft grease.
It would have to be called ghee, something with a cultural connection. Because grease is too nah. Don't
you start at
like you see it in stores, like bone broth is just a rougher stock.
Right.
So you could have like Gein Point. Oh, that's too
Ed Gein. Point.
Ed Gein. Ed Gein. Just call it Ed Gein.
It's got, they play true crime podcasts in there too. Gein Point. You know, it starts at like a hoity-toity. It starts at a, not a street fair. What's the word? Produce market? Farmer's market.
Like a mark. Yeah, like
starts
farmer's
at a farmer's market.
Oh,
so like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I can get my rhubarb here, get my colored potatoes, get my, sir, what are you selling? It's like, I got a tube of chicken grease, all organic raised chickens that I greased. I got mutton grease. I got, and it's all locally need? Sourced greases.
I and washed these Crest does, tubes before I put the grease in them.
Oh, that was going to be gender specific. My partner does face greases, so it's
I
not
mean, it's
just
not,
about. No, it's definitely
with
not out of the
all
realm.
All things being cyclical, like there is that Roman tradition where they would grease the gladiators. And then take a tool that looks like a crummer from a fancy restaurant and just make the gladiators like stand in grease after their hot froth. Like, yeah. I just fought a Carthaginian in the arena and I cut his head off and fed his balls to a lion. They would grease me, make me stand for a little while, and then they take that crummer and just crumb that grease off because they want that froth, my hero's froth, and then
wow.
they would sell it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So warrior gi, I guess.
Warrior
Alpha gi. Let's get Alex Jones on the phone. Let's sell some shit.
I mean, let's be honest. You cover, who's the biggest star in the world? You covered Travis Kelce. You covered Taylor Swift in grease. Put her out there for a hot set. Does her new album both sides? You crumb that grease. You crumb that grease off her. What are you selling a vial of Swift grease for?
Ooh, organic,
locally, locally sourced Swift grease.
Mm, that's one of those things you say we'll do $49.99, but it's going to end up selling for like $50,000.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I guarantee you she could spit into a vial and it would go for six figures.
She's like one of those people. Like, she is of that caliber now in pop culture. Like, yes, body grease from her, like the sweat from her brow.
Yeah.
Someone tried to buy fucking one of the Backstreet Boys' old fork off of you from a restaurant.
It was
Lance Bass
Lance
isn't even
Bass.
A fraction of what Taylor Swift is for popularity, but
wasn't there? Didn't some guy like pay like $50 to drink a glass of like it was at a Star Trek convention, like to drink the actor who played Data's who had the flu drank like
his
old
flu water?
Flu water, right?
Oh, I wouldn't surprise me at all, not even for a fucking second.
Oh, what is it? Oh, does it tick her stock down at all if she's going to sell a cup of spit, Taylor Swift, if she's going to sell a cup of spit, and obviously she's got to make a video of her hawking just into this hotel cup and then putting, you know, like a shower cap over it.
Just, you know, like, cellophane in a fucking rubber band.
So, like, anything she does makes the news. So, tomorrow morning on the Today Show, they show this video. Like, does it hurt her image at all?
She would have to go... Spit would be what you get.
Yeah.
But it would have to be, like, the Swift wind. Like, it's like Taylor breath. Like, her singing voice. She's singing into this device. But what you get is a fucking loogie in a fucking glass jar.
Oh,
because that's how you can prove that she sang into this seashell for you.
I'm surprised they don't do more corked breath. Like, who corked somebody's breath, right? Edison's last breath.
Oh, they always do the
was...
death blind breath. Yeah.
They do?
Well, I'm sure they do. They're going to do it now.
Oh, yeah. Trademarked. No, it wasn't if you tour the Ford Museum, right?
Henry yeah, true. Ford they do have his
Edison's last breath. What do you know his last breath?
And you bring him back. What are you going to do? You swap. Let's say you uncork. Let's say you and I get the reins of the Ford Corporation, the Ford Foundation.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we need a return on investment. What are we looking at here? We got relics, cars you can sell. People love cars.
Mm-hmm.
Land you can sell. You can do that. Everyone likes land. But then you're staring down the barrel of a jug of Edison's last breath. Either you got sickness, or let's say we swab it, bring Edison back. Do you think he's lighting the world on fire, or is he just going to belly up to the computer like the rest of us and just...
Yeah, he's got a lot of catching up to do.
I mean, we could turn it into a reality show, Young Edison, since we got our suite of young famous people shows.
The thing is...
Just put a bunch of undue pressure on a clone of Thomas Edison.
I just love give him a laboratory. They're like, all right, go to it, Edison. You're back. And then we'll see you in 2 months and you unveil what you got. And he unveils, he just comes out, he's like, here's what I got. A bigger light bulb. It's really big.
So hot too, Jesus. But it runs on only the bones of extinct animals, so we gotta kill more animals.
It's a gas-powered, an oil-powered
bulb.
It's
like whale oil. I need sperm whale now.
I had a thing.
You can't hunt those anymore, T.
I filled my gas tank yesterday, and she filled up full tank. I had 6 miles left.
How much sugar put in there? Give her
well,
a little extra.
I don't know. I think I need to formulate a complaint because I filled it up. The normal, it said it gave me 12 and a half gallons, which normally would put my tank at about 374. But at my 12 and a half gallons put my tank at 299. That's peculiar, right?
Very peculiar.
And the only thing I can think about
gas pirates of New York
is I didn't wait to pull into the right side of my car because the gas cap is on my side, but the place was busy. So I didn't wait for somebody to go so I could pull in so my gas cap could be closest to the nozzle. I pulled in and I yanked the thing all the way
around.
I did the all the way around. Taut. It was taut. So I was like, did I get wind? Did I pay for wind that was coming out because it was too taut? Gas wind?
That gas hose was porous. You got a lot of extra air in there.
Yeah, something happened.
It's a shame you don't have an old a balloon.
I have no shame. Just people watching me just like hurting my car. They're like, you're scratching your car. You're scratching your car. You're pulling that thing so tight. I don't want to wait 2 minutes.
This is my office. I'll do what I please.
Yeah, exactly.
So don't tell me what to do.
Oh, I had an incident yesterday, speaking of the Carfus. I'm doing my work. I'm at my new...
While filling up. Maybe it was all that extra...
Well, that's why I had to fill up early because it was a little cold out, so I was running the heat. This jerk.
Like Abe Lincoln's dad.
This
feet
guy.
By the heat, just working.
Doing my work. I've got my faint on the dashboard, my fake Dunkin' coffee that I bought 2 weeks ago that I've taken off. I've ripped off the date and time of when it was purchased, but still got a sticker. So it looks like I just bought it. At the Dunkin', which is the parking lot I'm in, and I'm doing my work, and I look up, and there is a security guard. He roams this parking lot. It's a shared three parking lot with Burlington Coat Factory, BJ's Wholesale Foods, and
so you got the Manhunter on your case.
Yeah, and Dunkin'
he knows
Donuts.
That car now.
I know that's the thing. He's just waiting behind me. And I'm in the room is in the passenger seat, so I'm in the passenger seat. And I purposely grabbed my drink, my beverage, to take a sip. Like, an exaggerated, like, I'm grabbing my beverage.
Ooh. Sorry, officer. This is so hot. It is so fresh from this Dunkin' Donuts that you work at. I'm burning my tongue here. Oh, so I need to sit for a moment.
He's just waiting, and I'm like, screw it. I got my dunk. And I'm like, but am I going to have a conversation? And then am I going to get called out? And he's going to go, let me see. Let's go in and see if, you, like, as like, you know, I'm playing the tape. Let's check the tape. And I'm like, am I going to have that conversation? So I'm like, no, I'm not. And the guy slowly drives away, right? So he's basically parked behind me. I was like, what doesn't make sense? What, can he get my license plate? He's got a patrol, such and such security. Mall. Yeah.
Big mall.
So I'm like, I'm not going to deal with it. And when he drives away, I get out, I go into the driver's side, and I drive away. But I drive by him, and he's at another vehicle, outside the vehicle, taking pictures of this car and their license plate. And he looks up at me.
Godfather 1?
He looks up at me. Yes, exactly.
Taking pictures.
He looks up at me with a I knew it face, right? Because he goes, I knew it. I spooked you. I know you're up to no good. Excuse me. So now I don't know if my favorite spot has been found out or.
How big of a parking lot? Is it something? So can you triangulate corners and just do a hot corner, kind of do two spots and then circle back and hit another spot?
It's too sparse. There's you could park there for days. It's not like the food bazaar where it's like it's hard to get parking. So if you're actually camping out,
He's only clocking like 4 or 5 cars at a time.
Oh yeah, I'd say this parking lot at max is 25% capacity ever, and I would say it fits about 300 cars. You got your small Dunkin' on one corner. Their parking lot takes about 75 slots, which is crazy. The Dunkin' it's a lot of spots for this Dunkin' that doesn't even have a bathroom. Or seating. That Dunkin' doesn't even have seating.
Who parks and goes in? Is there a drive-thru?
No.
Is this the first Dunkin' Donuts? Because that blows my mind. If there's no seating and you're like, I'm going to physically park my car to go get a Dunkin' and then get back in my car? No, fuck that.
I think
shit.
It only exists because people go to that BJ's, which is like a Costco. So then one next to it is BJ's. They've got a good 150 in front of them. So I think their Dunkin's is betting on somebody getting a coffee, cruising the BJ's.
You're like, I'm parked closer to the Dunkin'. I'll get an eclair and a...
Right, exactly. I'll get
a sweet Milky.
They have a sweet Milky, it's not a chicharron. What am I thinking of?
Churros?
Churro drinks. They have like a cold foam churro drink.
I don't know what's going on, but churro is in the greater zeitgeist. Churro's hot. Because I caught part of a conversation and someone was like, oh man, they do churros here. And someone went, yeah, they used to do them at Subway. And the two-hander conversation was disgusting. And I was like, what? And they were like, churro from Subway? Disgusting. And I was like, you literally were talking about getting a churro from some other place that wasn't even a fucking churro stand. So I loved that you were like, Subway. Disgusting churro. Why would you buy it from Subway? They make sandwiches.
Do you know what that deal is? They have, it's called like a, what is it?
Is it Dunkin'? Do they just sell churro bites?
No, Subway does a deal, and I forget what it is, but it's so dumb and gross. It's like, foot long plus one Subway, yeah. And so it's like, you buy your foot long sandwich, and then for an extra nickel, you get a foot long churro, or a foot long cookie. Or a foot long brownie. That's what it was. And they're all shaped like a churro is. So they're all tube.
A foot long cookie just strikes me as an insole. Like it's the shape of a foot.
And the way they like make it look like they wrap it up like it's a sandwich. Gun into
a fryer.
Yes. It's really.
Put it on bread. Put it on hinky dinky hot dog bread.
That's
but
true.
But slightly sweet.
sweet.
Because if you just sweeten that up, you know, like my mom would broil cinnamon toast sometimes. She did it like one time. And my brothers and I went fucking ape shit. She's like, I'm never doing this again. I am never, now that I have kids, I was like, she tried to do something nice and then we just made it awful. Because we're like, come on, I want so good, some more. And she's like, I did half a loaf of bread. You're not getting any more. Like, give us a bar! Crispy, delicious, melted chocolate. Melted buttery, sugar and butter and cinnamon.
Cinnamon, yeah, it's so good.
She never did it again. She was like, absolutely not. You guys are insane. If this is what happens when I do something nice for you, then you get nothing.
Can't have nice things.
So that's that. Do that on a hot dog bun.
Mm-hmm.
Put your fucking brownie log on it. And just see what happens. Sure. I say... But more than not, you're going to sell that whole wheat Asiago to put vanilla frosting on it. Just like, I'm picturing the grossest dessert hot doggy looking thing on the planet.
They kind of haven't done.
Wrapping in a little wax.
I think we're getting our idea for the episode. So you can go to Chipotle. They dress your burrito. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to Blaze Pizza. I don't know if you know Blaze Pizza, but it's basically Chipotle for pizza, right? They, you go down the line, they make your pizza. Obviously, the classic is Subway. Mm-hmm. You go down the line, Subway, you make your sandwich. Can you just go in and just have a cake? Like, custom cakes? Is that the next
thing?
Well,
I guess you kind of
get your cake. You want start with cake crust or pie crust?
Oh, I like it because you're also not horning in on Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh, that's right.
But you're getting that same zealotous sort of like, no, I said more gummy bears. That's not enough. That's not a one scoop.
God,
fold it in. I agree. Do a crust, pie crust, cookie crust.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in a fucking square. Make it just look like a fucking sandwich. You're right. Just do it. Like, quick cakes. You could just fucking...
Quick cakes. Get your cake. So, like, you guys want to go get a cake?
Kind of like a falafel. Like, do a falafel, like a white cakey pita bread, but then your falafel chunks are just brownie chunks.
Mm,
and then you
good.
Get your sweet fucking yogurt frosting.
That's a... You want that's always the add-on they do. You want oregano, salt, pepper? You know, what would the cake be? You want sprinkles, sugar, cream?
You get it. It's got to be sprinkles, cinnamon. You want cinnamon sugar? The cinnamon sugar combo. Or you
those
get
who
separate.
Know.
It's gonna be extra.
Those who know. At the end, hey, can I get a little rock salt on there? I know you don't advertise.
But I've heard. My friend told me.
I remember.
The salt makes the sweet.
I remember.
It tamps down the bleeding of all of my cavities after eating this monster.
Oh, perfect transition. But I remember the... on that, I remember thinking my brother like worked for the government when I saw him ordering a meatball sandwich one time, and they were about to finish. He goes, "No, can I get some oregano on there?" And I was like, "That's not on the menu.
It's an option.
Oregano, red pepper flakes, please. Oh, and it's free." The
no, it's not free. You got to carry that with you. But we're not going to charge you for it.
So yesterday, the saga continues. That's perfect talking about cavities. The saga continues. I'm almost there to getting this root canal. I'm so close.
Oh my God, yes.
I have finally, the insurance has now agreed to cover them on a broader spectrum for all their clients, but... The deal is,
are you going to
be able
half,
to find
the starting
somebody?
Half?
Yes. Are you going to be able to find somebody to actually do it? And joke's on them, going to be on me. I did in Elmhurst. So the
Ooh.
One person that's going to
take... The
one
place you want to go for dental work, Elmhurst.
People don't leave Elmhurst alive. Often.
No.
Elmhurst is a...
Can you ask him to take your last breath before he starts, just in case?
So I go there and I walk in. The first thing I notice, I was like, this is weird because this is an inside door as their outside door.
The
like, so what I mean by
here.
That, oh yeah, I had to drive to get out there, take Queens Boulevard. But the door was not like you would think mm-hmm. going into like any establishment, basically. It's like a glass door usually, right? Like a pull handle. Not like a wooden particle board door with a bedroom doorknob on it. Like, I'm not kidding.
The curly handle, the very like,
so weird.
I'm coming in, my love.
Ugh.
Hello.
So I go under the awnings that have been there for a decade, and I go in.
That are made out of someone else's jeans.
Right. And I go in, and the lady's like, the people are very nice, most of them. And she's like, I was like, hey, I have an appointment for a root canal consultation. She's like, oh, sorry, you have to go to the door next door. I was like, oh, okay, I'm in the wrong place. She's like, no, you just have to go over here.
So the shower curtain that's next door?
I go around, same style door. They must have had a discount. But I go into the other side case, and I now realize that the person I go into, it's just her again. It's just her on the other side of reception desk. I was like, this is really weird.
How the fuck? What?
So she checks, and I look around. I'm like,
hello, sir. Nice to meet you. And I'm like, I just, okay. All right.
The dinosaur that is exploding out of the wall that has an inch thick of dust. Cause I was like, oh, this used to be like a kid's dental place, right? Where they like made it look like a Jurassic Park in here. And then so I'm like, oh, that's pretty dirty. A Mark Duplass movie is playing on some TV.
Sort of something to just make you even more uncomfortable. You're
it was such a weird choice. And then it's littered with
Midwestern
all these,
malaise?
Ads that are like cardboard cutouts that are just not reputable things to have in a doctor's office, like for like questionable teeth whitening things, but it's like, you know, it's like cut out like a crown, and the woman's got like high pumps on, and you're just like,
get your crowns from K, crowns with a K.
It's very unsettling. Anyways, so I'm like, this is all I got. I was like, this is where I'm at. This is what I got. It's either this or it's out of pocket. There's no middle road with my insurance.
Right, right.
It's either this or a few grand minimum.
You're taking out my molars and putting in three baby teeth they found in a drawer.
Right. So it's like, all right, let's hear it out. Go in, get another x-ray, because that's all part of the fucking scam with these things is like they send you here and here and every place has to have an x-ray.
Oh, yeah.
The vest they put on me, I don't know what it is about. I've been to a bunch of
whack,
bizarre, irreputable dentists, but they literally looks like the last person that had this vest on was a cougar because it is shredded. It is shredded to bits. I don't comprehend how this thing can be so ratty. It's not possible. It doesn't make sense. It's not a thing that can become ratty unless
you're like, how does it?
A cat got a hold of it.
I used it. My pit bull that I hunt wild boars with wore it, and that keeps the tusks from his innards. It's also made out of lead, so here you go.
That's what it looks like. That is like, it's a thing that if you had an article of clothing like that, you wouldn't even use it for rags.
Okay?
You wouldn't use it one more time for a rag before you threw it away.
I could see it shredded. Like if you had a Looney Tunes shirt that was shredded, people would go like, okay, you need to stop, sir. Can I call someone for you?
Right.
But then you have this protective piece of equipment that you're like, did a grizzly bear wear this?
Yes. It's so, I was like, oh, here we go. So get my x-ray. And again, the guy was very nice. I go in, I'm sitting down, get the x-ray. The dentist comes in. He is a wheeler and a dealer and a talker and a walker, this guy. Hey, ping, pang. Hey, you like that jean jacket? I haven't had a jean jacket since 1989, but they're good. They're coming back. And I was like, he's like, so we're here for root canal. I'm like, yep. And I'm still kind of looking forward. Again, I'm seeing another ad. And I look over at him, and it looks to me as though instead of dipping his roast beef in the au jus, he just dipped his dentist smock in the au jus and put it on. I was telling a friend before
like
we got on.
Civil War dentist.
I was like, I've had
you need the
cleaner
muck. The
mechanics that I've talked to. And then I went, every mechanic I've talked to has been cleaner than this guy's professional. Like, the vest was just bursting off of it. Just wanted to explode. And it was just covered in gravy. Or what could that be?
It's got to be coffee, gravy.
Oh, coffee.
Like, that description,
that was the color of the
it's
coffee.
Just coffee, great brown liquids, maybe a Coke or two, a Pepsi.
But, Case, it's the amount of spill that even 1/16th of it, you go, I have to cancel my appointment. Like, no, you're like, I won't get a job.
Yeah.
Like, if I show up with this, I won't get the job. Like, that kind of thing. It's like, I need to go buy another shirt. It's, I have a job interview.
Okay,
or I have an important meeting.
A...
I have an important meeting.
Like, fuck.
In an hour. I just had my footlong churro and I got grease down it.
Just...
I have no option. I can't dab it out. I can't do anything. I have to
right.
go
There's
to the Gap.
Nothing you can do.
And fork over $20
buy
for
the
a shirt.
Tightest, cheapest shirt possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
but
guy
he hasn't
not do
done
that.
That in years.
Nah, not years. Not years. So, anyways, and even he, at the end of the day, he shows me, and the guy was actually really nice and clearly seemed to know what he was talking about, probably because he does 20 of these illegally a day. He's like, well, I'll put it into the insurance. We'll see if they cover it. If they do, I'll do it. And I was like, if my insurance doesn't cover you, sir,
you,
then I'm going to...
I need to go to the place two doors down with the beaded door and the guy's wearing his mom's face and a dirty butcher's out apron and he's going to use a tiny chainsaw to cut my teeth out.
Oh, God. Ugh, the saga fucking continues.
That, I empathize with you so much because it was like I had to get a root canal in New York.
Yeah.
And it was like, not simply because I went because I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go. And I was like, there's a dentist in our neighborhood, like down the street. I was like, pass it all the time. Looks nice. It looks clean. But again, very similar, like very shoddily put up. They always had Maury Povich on like a half colorized television.
Right.
Like, it looked clean until you started to like, why are these magazines all from 20 years ago?
Sure.
And then it was just very, very similar. Like, I got a crooked credit card just to pay for it. Because I was like, all right,
yeah.
Let's do it. And the guy was so nice. But also, I was like, do you have any fucking clue what you're doing? Because he's like, this is going to take about 45 minutes. And then it was like an hour and a half to 2 hours later. And after grunt, like weird grunts and like a lot of I'm sorry's, I was like, did you screw this up? And he's like, no, I didn't. No. You come back and the next one, I got you. Like, he got me a buyback on a tooth. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Oh no, you're scaring me.
It's like, sorry it took so long. That would be the. Still got my teeth though, so I'm just saying it could work out for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's got
to
get done.
He did cut my wife's lip though. He tried to do something with her teeth and used a tool that he shouldn't have and cut her lip.
Oh my God. Oh, great.
I just am imagining now everyone there has a lot of unnecessary dental work.
Right, because they got buybacks?
Like, you're like, wow, that's the most amount of braces I've ever seen in a human's mouth. And then, like, a guy with dentures over his real teeth.
I was
going to
say, those braces have braces.
Thumbs up.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I know. Gotcha. I'll get it done. You know, he's got... at least he wipes it on his shirt and not in my mouth. Or on my bib.
That was what pissed me off so much. I was like, you spent fucking... 90 minutes with your fucking hands in my mouth and you can't, I was like, I can't keep my mouth open any longer. It's like, a little wider, buddy. Come on. And I was like, I'm going to take your fucking teeth out.
Oh, God. It's such a, just a,
wear them as jewelry.
Should just be, it should be like getting a foot long. You know, it's going to be about $10. So any place you go, out of pocket, root canal, you're in it. You're $2,000 in for a root canal. I can handle that. And then you can go here, 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 here. Everywhere is going to be the same. But
no, and that was like when we came to Columbus, I told you about that. Like I had a, from old crooked root canal, the fucking crown fell off like over Thanksgiving while we were traveling. So I was like, I fucking wait. So we came back and I was like, you know what? I'm going to a reputable place. And then I went and it was the same thing. They're like, well, I mean, it looks, it... I was like, you're just rich crooks. Cause he went, well, you know what I can do? I'm going to give you a credit for a full cleaning so you can come back. But just looking at what happened, I cannot tell you whether I can fix this or not. I need to send you across the complex to my friend, Dr. Jan, and they'll take a look at it. They're root canal specialists, so they'll be able to tell me if you need a root canal. Then you come back, and I was like, fuck you, just, I need, just put a cork in this fucking tooth and be done with that.
That's it. If it, I think we're just going to end up with a gold tooth with a diamond in it. That's just what we're going to get. Just fine.
Diamond teeth. Give me fucking diamonds. They're cheap, Annie. I'll take those. The what is the
cubics?
Give me a cubics or the what's it from fucking Goodfellas? The Bunkos. I forget.
From Fugazis.
Fugazis. I'll take a Donnie set of Brasco. Fugazis. Give me a Fugazis. That was with Donnie Brasco. It was Fugazis, yeah.
Oh, man. Let's see. So I got a bad tooth. Meg gave me a square cut. I had like an interview I have to go to. So I was like, give me a little haircut.
Give me a little.
She's like, well, it's got to be professional. So I got this like I look like Chris Cooper.
I was going to say, you look like you should be teaching math in 1965.
From American Beauty.
Oh, my God.
4F'd out of the Army. Speaking of Academy Award winning movies, Casey, I sent you one article about a real life Weekend at Bernie's situation.
Because I got excited because you said, Bernie's back. And I was like, Mr. Sanders goes to Washington. Finally! And then I was like, that's even better.
Oh, yeah. It kind of does all mix in with all these old fucking politicians. Just certify the election here, sir. Just moving his dead hand. It's not that far off. So this woman's uncle dies. Yep. I believe it's definitely in South America.
Brazil.
Brazil. It is Brazil. Okay. So uncle dies. She's like, gotta get that money. So she puts him in a wheelchair, dead uncle, but only dead a few hours. She wheels him into a bank. No sunglasses, as you pointed out.
No, that was my
thing. Which is wild.
The pictures are the most chilling. You could show me a picture of a real ghost, and I'd be like, ooh, creepy. But these pictures, I was like, oh, God, scroll past quick.
Yeah, they're ghoulish.
Because it is, like Hans said, like that's why I was like, just throw some shades on it. They blurt out this dead man's face, but he's just like sitting. It's clearly a dead body in a fucking wheelchair. And then this lady's like bent over paperwork. Maybe that's what's so chilling to me is the fucking paperwork. The fact that someone is just pushing paper so much, they're like, I don't care.
Right.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Well, somebody was finally like, he doesn't look so good. And she's like, no, he looks. This is how he looks. This is how he, get out of it. It's how he looks. And then she is talking to him.
Sleepy.
She's talking. She's like, uncle.
Yeah, she's like, unk.
She says, uncle, sign this. We don't want to go back to the hospital again. She's like threatening his corpse.
Threaten him to send it back to the crooked old folks home, and he's like, already left, long gone. And like you said, the best part is, it's like, you're like, okay, what's the scheme? what was it, for like $3,000?
$3,400, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and finally, yeah, the cops came, and they're like, obviously they arrest her because she has a dead body trying to get a loan for
$3,400.
Walking around town. Let's go to an ATM.
I didn't give her the code. That was my thing. Was it really her uncle, or was it just a dead body she kept calling uncle?
And that's the thing, like... Yeah, that's a like to sit down for a loan is a process. You have to have a like the bankers, like the people that handle those low level loans, they don't want to be there because they got to make conversations. No,
they're those little crummy offices that smell at the Chase in the Citibank.
Exactly, they're next to
the rotating office.
Yep. Ugh.
No, and that's, like, the process of having to, like, you and I have worked in bars forever, and it's like, if you encounter a weirdo or someone who's had too much to drink, you always call reinforcements, so it's like, how long did it take that put upon loan officer to be like, how much? Wait, is he... Uncle, wake up! Wake up! And you're like, well, I need to see his ID, and you have to imagine she had to, like...
She's holding rifle his neck through his up, back right?
pocket, like Jeff Dunham, and he's the spicy jalapeno.
Who Dunham?
Easy, Unk. Hot takes. Listen to this guy. He's old.
Oh.
But yeah, $3,400.
$3,400. She didn't get it. She didn't get it. But she spit soda in their eyes. Yeah.
What else? Oh, I sent you that thing about the, because we were just talking about our Trump tea last week, but the Costco gold.
Yeah, tell me about that. Tell us about that.
So, it was like manna from heaven. So after last week, after talking about all that, Costco, which is a famous box chain where you have to pay for your membership to then pay for, because that's the whole thing, is you buy pallets of like toilet paper and ramen noodles, but you get them at like cost, like off the truck. So it's like the Sam's Club.
Sure.
So I guess one of their more popular, they've always been famous for, because they have a little, which I appreciate, like the old Kmart brasserie area where you can get a icy cold Pepsi and a slice of pizza,
hot dog.
But I guess their owner has forever been like, Costco's known for a lot of things, but we're also known for our, like, $1.05 dog. Goddamn inflation be damned. That dog will always be a $1.05. You pay $15 for a giant cup of Coke. But so anyways, they announced some sales figures for Costco. As they're doing all this economic number crunching, and they notice one of their highest sellers recently has been gold.
Yeah, gold bars.
So Costco, and they had a picture of it, and it looks like our little SD card, Tansy, that we use for the pod, for our Zoom thing. They're about, you know, a little bit bigger than a postage stamp, but they're like vacuum sealed and then stamped with, like, you know, sort of that Colombian style goddess profile.
Yeah.
And you just go in and you buy literally little gold chips. You buy chips of gold.
Okay. What
and that would it's like it that hoarding safe, mentality.
Yeah.
It's like, because gold is gold, gold will always be gold. That's why it's used as a currency, but we don't use gold-backed notes anymore,
right?
And what I found out is, like, that market, because it's like going back to one of our favorites, Trading Places. Gold isn't with orange juice futures.
Yeah,
like, it's super volatile. So you can invest, like, you can go on the stock market and invest in gold.
Yeah, sure.
And ride that wave, or you can physically, like an old prospector, apparently go to Costco and buy a piece of gold and put it in a drawer.
But what are
because
you...
it's worth what it's worth, but it also is a physical version of you own one stock of Apple, so that's worth this. I have this. But where are you going to take it?
Right. No, that's it. That's what I was going to say. Like, I know the people that deal in buying gold, and they don't. They seem like pawn shops to me. Like, you're going to. Oh, I'm getting in my Sunday best. We just had our nice communion lunch. Let's go to Costco and do our weekly shopping. Oh, I'm going to get my gold chips and throw a few gold chips next to my mayonnaise. But like when you want to offload that gold, you're going to have to go to Elmhurst and fucking right, exactly. sell it to some guy.
And pour it into Hans's tooth.
Exactly. Like I don't, there's, or like you end up seeing like the like not, you're just like, oh, this is a criminal enterprise. That's just like, we buy gold on TV. Mm-hmm. Just send us all your old gold shavings, your little chain pieces, this and that, and we'll send you cash.
I bet you get more side looks taking in a wheelchair full of gold than you did taking in a corpse to get a loan.
Right.
Because they're like, who the fuck is this guy? Yeah. Where is this gold from?
Exactly.
Costco. But they're like, I can't do anything with that.
Right.
This isn't the Old West. You're not fucking... This isn't... There will be blood. Like, yeah. You want me to get the scales out and get the little chess pieces to weigh them against?
You want me to call the smelter?
I mean, it's no... I guess it's no different than buying any physical thing.
Right.
It's a physical thing. This happens to have...
I have action figures all around me. Right.
A lot of... No, exactly. I have hardbacked books and action figures, things that have value. I have 3 stacks of... comic books that are worth 1,000% less than what I paid for them
right.
25 years ago.
Sure.
And that wasn't even a lot of money. So they're worth like pennies.
Yeah, but you can read them. What do you do with your gold chips? Just save them.
Swim in them? Rub them on you?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, put them in the...
Or just flash them. Could you do that? Would you be hey, so thanks for coming over. And you just always got a little... Mylar bag full of gold.
You could tip in gold chips, maybe. That's a flex. Oh, here. Oh, don't lose that. That's a Costco gold chip.
Blow it in my face.
Oh God.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Like, I get it. Like, gold is gold, but it kind of has no. It's like what Bitcoin was before there were the Bitcoin ATMs. Like. I could be like, I have $10,000 in Bitcoin, but if I can't spend
Bitcoin with it.
On anything other than buying, like, drugs off the fucking black market, you know, it has no value then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so, that's exactly it. Like, yeah, you can get a really good deal on a kilo of cocaine, but you have to figure out what to do with it.
How to get the cocaine and not get arrested.
How to get the money out of it.
But yeah, then you have this gold and like, well, that's also the thing. Like if you extrapolate it into the abstract and it's people like, well, I'm preparing for the worst. And I was like, do you think a fucking marauder with old football pads and a mohawk is going to accept, make a deal with you, Hans? Hi, Hans. You want to buy this half of an irradiated cow? Yeah, give me one gold. And then you fumble through your stack of tiny golds, and I go, how about I just take them all?
Yeah, exactly.
Now I have all your golds.
Yeah,
all your golds are mine.
If you're
and
buying
I get to keep
your,
all this shit.
If you're buying your gold chips from Costco to begin with, you don't have the chutzpah it's going to take to wheel and deal for your, yeah, for your beef.
To live in this road warrior asphalt wasteland.
You but, might as well just be a little tougher and hoard your tomato leaves. Because that's where the real money's at. Tomato
seed
plants.
Vaults. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? I had another thing. We fell off track. We had Costco gold, and it was gold. Oh, that was the... I saw it on the paper of record.
Okay.
We can talk about it. Because it's not super salacious, but it's kind of like hoarding gold chips. There are these guys that think... that they have finally found Amelia Earhart's airplane.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. People still looking for it. Yeah. Why do they think that?
because they use some sort of special like sonar like scanning, mm-hmm. and they found a thing that kind of looks like an airplane in the general zone of it, which I think is pretty cool. But are you and I the very edge of the very end of the table of people who would give a shit?
Oh, the
if someone found Amelia Earhart's airplane.
No, because it's not about, people don't really care about the plane. But first of all, what you're asking is correct. People don't care. Other than the history.
Like, what's the excitement? Taylor Swift had a double album come out at 2 a.m. tonight.
Yeah.
But let's say these guys got their crane and have actually found Amelia Earhart and her famous airplane.
Oh, they actually find the bones?
Blip. It's got to be in there, right?
I don't know.
Hope she had a gold tooth.
Oh, if they find out. So, what is the conspiracy? The conspiracy I had always heard is probably steeped in colonialism, actually, right? Because they're like,
yeah,
she landed on an island of cannibals and she was eaten.
Right, of course.
Which that is has probably not true.
Dime store novel.
Yeah.
She's got that dashing, cutting adventurer look. Like, she's got to have a demise befitting a proto-Indiana Jonesy character.
Right. But most likely they ran out of gas, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things. They ran out of gas over the ocean and crashed into the ocean. But they find her, and so these guys are like, we think we have her. We have her general area.
Yeah.
If we're correct, we have it. But it's apparently like 3 miles deep into the ocean.
Okay.
Which is deeper than the Titanic is, even.
Oh, really?
Or so I am told from the paper of record.
Okay.
What do you just over under? What if Trump or Joe Biden just knuckled down and went, I got her. Just invest that money and just get it done. Just do it.
Okay. For the campaign.
Does that win you any points?
Yeah. Absolutely. If you have...
Which, for the two oldest presidents of all time, I agree with you.
So, here's... It's interesting. Here's the take, which is... it's here's my take on it. If Joe Biden does it...
finds Amelia Earhart's bones.
If Joe Biden invests and says, you know what? The U.S. government, we're going to get
four less missiles in Ukraine.
Those
four less missiles in Israel.
Yeah. We're going to get those bones. He is a crook, a criminal. He's spending taxpayers' dollars. First of all, he's off his rocker because he's...
Who's still looking?
Why is he wasting his time doing this? Flip it. If Donald Trump
sales
says, here's what I'm going to do. I know I got these trials going on. I got this. I got a campaign.
You know who had a trial?
We got
Amelia Earhart.
And he could literally run.
He could do it.
Lifting Amelia Earhart's
plane. I know he could.
Yeah. So it's a weird, silly dynamic that it would actually probably work in his favor. Because he's a wild card.
I'll be damned. Trials be damned. She had a trial. Her life was a trial. Dying alone is a trial.
She had a buddy with her.
Red, Navigator. White, and blue. Oh, that's true. Navigator, yeah. Fell asleep at the wheel.
Chimp, yeah. All right?
A monkey with a mohawk.
That's the story. That's the bedtime story I was always told. Amelia Earhart loaded in her plane with her pet chimp, Bimbo. And she was going to fly around the world, but she
her
landed.
Her and Bimbo on an island fighting cannibals? colorful cannibals?
There you go. That's a pennant. Put it in your stack of comics right there.
Right there. But yeah, bringing it back. Yeah. Just get her out of the ocean. Blip on the old radar.
So these guys found it, but they're like, nobody's going to give us... There's no way we can go 3 miles down to get it. James Cameron, he's not an Earhart man. He was a Titanic man, but he's not an
Guess
Earhead.
Guess not. He's not an Earhead.
He's not an Earhart.
Not an Earhart. Doesn't have it right here.
I'm not an Earhart heart.
Let's get the Swifties on board. If she got on board, that thing would be fucking flying again.
Yes, I know. Exactly. She'd be wearing Amelia Earhart's ribs through her nose.
But that, then again, the other fun sort of flight of fancy I had was like, okay, so these guys find it. And we get either Biden or Trump or Taylor Swift to
sure
lift this from the, and you can see it in Michael Bay style, like, you know, and the helicopter's flying over and the thing comes out and water rushes out and they confirm it. What's your second album if you're a treasure hunter?
Oh, if you do the heart.
Fortune Seeker.
It's a good question. There's a book. It's on hold.
Ocean Hunter.
There is a...
Fewer and fewer.
There's a book that's coming out. I don't think it's been released yet. I put it on a hold, but it's like world history in 10... it's the world history in 10 sea crashes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
10 sea wrecks or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to tell what was happening and why this crashed and like and go down and hunt and see what the world was like via these 10 famous... times a ship went down.
But that's the thing. People are stopping looking. Like the thing would be to find like a Spanish galley, you know, like the what's right. the Flying Dutchman or something, like one of these storied old ships from myth. And it's like if these guys find those ships and they have gold and antiquities on them, you don't get that shit.
No.
What about, get a taste.
What about the Philadelphia? That's the next one they go for, right? Isn't that the ship that went through time? The USS Philadelphia?
That was the Philadelphia experiment, yeah.
Right? They were like trying, they were working on like an invisibility cloak or something.
Speaking of a dusty old book. People woke up with
feet for heads.
Off of a spinner rack. That one's a classic. That painted cover. It's like the battleship, but it's like flying through the cosmos and lightning.
Yes.
Because, yeah, the conspiracy theory was that they were working on a new type of anti-radar technology.
That's right, yeah.
And then it unfazed them from time or our dimension or... And then when it came back, it was the... like calves
put
and
them back together faces. Wrong, yeah. Oh, God.
We're like, well... Put that one in the old bank.
Put that one next to the Covenant.
Doff your general hat and you're like, turn it off, just turn it off. We're just going to turn it off, I think.
Shift. Move it.
Oh, speaking of military, I just read something today and I was like, either this is the best promotional job or, you know, it's just, I'd read that DARPA and the Air Force just did a which is also funny. It's like, why are we still, if a computer's gonna do this? So like they had a plane done by AI but with a human co-pilot, so Bimbo,
yeah,
human Bimbo, uh-huh, on a jet, AI specialty new jet fighter for the Air Force, all run on AI, successfully have a dog fight with a human pilot.
Okay.
To which I was like, okay, well, at least we know what Maverick 2 is going to be about.
Oh, wait. So they had a robot.
They have a special plane that they didn't list the price, obviously. Uh-huh. That is filled with, and as they said, loaded with all the algorithms.
It's like a drone, then, right? It's just like a drone.
That's what I thought. Like, isn't that like the most basic... And not to besmirch anyone who fought and died on a B-52 fucking bomber, but is literally just a giant drone.
Yeah.
Driven by men with guns. So I was like, why the dog fight? Like, why that sexy part? Like, the sexy part is like, we need to fight the fucking Red Baron?
Dog fights don't even happen anymore, do they?
Right.
Who's no, dog fighting?
They shouldn't. That's right, exactly. We don't have aerial combat with the Nazis or the Kaiser.
Or,
which is the last time there's a dogfight. Top like, Gun won.
But
then Maverick.
So when Top Gun came out, now that let's talk about this. When Top Gun came out, who was even dogfighting then? Were they going to dogfight the Russians?
That was always the threat.
That was the threat. But has a dogfight like that ever really happened?
I can't honestly say... Accidental firing on of craft, but no, there hasn't, which is what Which is why I wanted to bring it up to you, because I was like, why did you spend the time, the effort, and then, of course, on top of that, the billions of dollars that right. it must have cost to create this fucking airplane for something that is so antiquated? It is like Amelia Earhart effort right. era of, is there ever going to be a time where it's like, well, thank God we sent the dogfighter AI planes against the Chinese, because do they all the Chinese aces they have that we're going to have to go up against?
Everybody has missile defense systems and missiles and then drones.
That's yeah, it.
The last dogfight happened. Were there? I don't even think there were dogfights
in World War II.
In Vietnam. Because there wasn't
no,
any
they
aerial
didn't.
Combatants. Yeah.
Because the
Top Gun shit never happened.
Guess what? The North Vietnamese, they didn't have jet fighters. You know what they did have? Jungle combat. So guess what?
Top
don't
Gun
need jet
sold
fighters
me a bill of goods.
That.
I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, well, this is no. the military. This is the Air Force. This is what happens. That's not a thing.
I'm calling my shot. That's Maverick 2.
Robot Wars?
Because the big part about all Top Gun is like, with the shifting of the political landscape, you can't, like, the new, the Maverick, Top Gun Maverick, they were black, weird, sort of Star Trek, Star Warsian villains. They were from right. a nondescript country, mm. but we needed an enemy.
Sure.
And we needed to blow it up, so they were, like, from evil Villistan or whatever.
Right.
Just turn it on its ear. It's AI. AI goes rogue. It's fucking Maverick versus Terminator.
I mean... Yeah.
Then you're not offending anybody. You can watch it in China. They're like, we don't want AI dogfighting planes in our fucking country.
So they're literally just creating AI dogfighters to justify all of the jet planes that they've made over the last 20 years.
Like, yes.
Oh, finally. Because this thing's going to go rogue.
Gotta
and we're
going
to have to send our bozo jet fighters up there to fight it.
So then we have to build you a bozo AI dogfighter hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Because in case those go schizo, going for it.
I just love, because all of course all I picture AI is just Robit with a World War II mohawk on. He's got the tattoo etched. He's in the turret. Got a lucky strike in
Never
his mouth.
Never mind, boy.
You got it.
Well, that's the thing, that AI is just like that like old computer game where you try to plug in the pipes to move the slime around.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's not thinking in real time. It's
right.
just doing an algorithm, which just responds to...
It's just performing like, it's the just function, yeah.
Program it to up, down, sideways. It's not going to improvise anything. It's going to do what you program it to do. And then the guy in the back smoking a cigarette is there to be like, oh, nope, too close, too close! Too close to city! Turn left. And then he gets to put his cigarette out and fucking steer it back. It's just like a fucking Uber car, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, self-driving cars aren't, hasn't lit the world on fire. All it has is lit themselves on fire and bridges and a couple people.
Those people that are, like, beta testing those self-driving cars, it must be a wild experience, because I've just heard, you see people, like, just white as a ghost, like, shaking, they're like... It was supposed to take a left, but it just went through a red light. It's just like, oh my God.
Because someone put their punk band sticker
right.
on part of the T and stop on a stop sign, and it just goes, scan, doesn't say stop. Like, that's all it takes.
Oh, man. Oh, nightmare.
So, yeah, dog. I just was like, really? We're still living by the dog fight.
By the dog fight.
But that sells. It sizzles. It's sell the sizzle, not the steak.
I mean,
they
the should
steak's
just...
a bunch of airplanes we're going to sell to the Ukraine so they can just drop them out of a larger plane onto Russia.
Just
not
drop
even
them
fly
into
them.
The ocean next to
just
Amelia
push them
Earhart.
Out.
I think that'll find it.
It'll be okay.
I was gonna... Oh, yeah, because AI needs to be used for more suitable purposes, because I just saw that they had their first ever... all AI beauty pageant.
Ooh.
Where the winner took home a hot $3,000. And now there's a big argument of who should get that money. The robot?
The robot.
Or the person who created the robot.
I love it. No, give it to the fake person, because it's like when people, when all of these debutantes died and left money to their chimpanzees and dogs and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I guess I work for this dog now. Yeah. You work for a fake thing you created now, idiot.
The
fuck
best,
you.
I was like, oh, look at, I'm so surprised. What a surprise. Because, of course, they showed images of the women who entered the beauty pageant.
Of course.
What would you think would be a defining feature case that all these nerds would have
As
created?
A red-blooded American man around the age of 40, having grown up when I grew up, probably just a rockin' set.
As rockinest of a set as you
Should
ever set
the
eyes upon.
Set of fakes contest.
Yeah. I was like, this is absurd. Come on. And they all, like, everybody skimped on, like, the, nobody puts real effort into it. Like, nobody took time for the gown. Like, everybody, like, just designed these women. All the gowns are, like, black and gray. Like, there's no color to it. There's no life in this pageant.
It's the human dog fight. The machine knows. They're like, just give them the set. And then black and gray. You won't know the difference.
God.
Oh, that's amazing. AI, like, can you imagine the guy, like, I put all the work in. I have the rig. I have the computer. And they're like, nope. $3,000 goes to Biggie Big Bigs. Take it up with her HR department. And you're like, I made it up for my fucking horny brain. No, you had to file a complaint to get paid from her. And she's like, no.
The next,
and you get taxed.
The next time he opens up his screen, it's Biggie Big McBigs. It just has just wads of cash coming out of the pockets of that dress.
No,
I'm stop spending
trolled.
My money.
Just I'm nice getting jewels. Trolled by my own AI sex doll. It's not fair.
It's got a
she
whole...
hates me.
She keeps buying Costco gold chips.
That's how you teach this whole generation of childrenless people what it's like to have a child. Mm. Sorry.
There you go.
Set boundaries. You got to set. You got to. You're not wearing that out on the internet. No, no, no. I brought you into this world.
Put on your black and grays.
And I know your legs are giant boobs as well, so put some sneakers on those. You're taking up my bandwidth, honey. No, no, who are you talking to?
Oh, yeah.
Old Dick McDicknose? No, no, I don't like that guy. I don't like
don't
him
trust
one
him.
Bit.
Never, don't trust his family. Not a one of them. The Hatfield
went to
and
school
McCoys.
With Frankie Dicknose.
That's the documentary they're going to watch in 100 years. The Dicknoses versus the Biggie McBigs. The old internet Virginia feud.
It's a feud that kills the internet. They're like, what happened?
Now, Virginia, West Virginia, internet Virginia.
West internet Virginia. Love it.
I saw. Shoot, I thought I had West Virginia news. And I do. But it's something like they just
you still got
they
the
pulled
telegraph.
Back a regulation. Yeah,
we had some bad weather. The telegraphs went down. You'll get it soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you say?
Well, to all you Frankie Dicknoses out there, we still love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's too bad. Nothing you can do about it. I wish you could see me. I have two bigs for ears, and
two?
One big for both eyes.
It's just perfectly laid over your face. The dick nose with the testicles. It's like, it's so alien looking now.
Oh, God.
He'll be my pilot for United. I can't wait to fly across country.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Going down. Well, they're going to eat him first. Wow.
It's like that gag on Airplane with the inflatable pilot. Now it's just a fucking crusty iPad with a... horny face on it.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Jerk practice, jerk practice. Sketch boys love to reminisce. Yeah.
Shuri here is what you might call a dirty trick. Some people might call it unfair. We call it winning. Okay? In a violent confrontation, we have a set of rules that go 1 through 50. Rule number 1 is there are no rules. Rule 2 through rule 50 is refer to rule number 1. We're going to show you these. Once in a while, you can even have fun with some of these. First one is a spontaneous human response. Okay, you've got a problem, somebody's starting some things, you reach into your pocket, you pull out the change, and it's an automatic response. You can try this with your friends. Drop some money on the ground, they'll look down. This just bought me. If you look, when Greg looked down, even just bent slightly, he took his eyes off me, he looked down, strike. Okay, the other thing we can do is show you some diversions to the face. Okay, I'm a smoker. A lot of people are smokers. Real quick, he's sticking the finger in the face, cigarette in the eye. Boom, automatic response. He snapped his head back. His entire body is open. Any strike you want. Okay, same thing with the change. He's sticking the finger in your face, right in the eyes. Okay,